Oh dear, this case study during audio articles. 16 productive and diligent study tasks to do in Angle 2022 summer. I'm Ken, a Chinese senior high Angle student in Guangdong Country Garden School. Welcome to case study during audio articles. In a blink of eye, the semester and international exam are coming to the end, and the summer vacation is coming soon. During the first day of the vacation, I made some plans and preparations. In order to study diligently, you can utilize your free time, set plans and goals, read some books, finish your personal statement, and prepare for IELTS exam. During the semesters, students will be busy preparing for the GCSE, IGCSE, and A-level international exams, so the vacation can be a time to do other study tasks, whether you are traveling, going outside, or studying at home. This is also a time for students to overtake others. Some students have also introduced some productive study tasks for the vacation in their blogs or remarks, but some are extraneous and unnecessary. So I have summarized the things I will do according to my experiences and past study strategies. Today I am going to introduce 16 study tasks to do during the summer vacation as A-level students to study diligently and productively. Here we go. The first thing you will need to do is to set your study plans and goals for your vacation. Without plans or goals, you will be less likely to motivate yourself. For example, you can read some books, prepare for exams and competitions. In the first day, I have set some daily and final goals for the summer vacation. My daily goals are remember 10 English words, read books or articles for 30 minutes and one chapter, listen to English audio for 45 minutes, speak and write English, be mindful about English grammar, pronunciation, fluency, and tone, close all three rings of my Apple Watch, and so on. My final goals include finish screen reading, 5G and internet, internet security, common drawing article in Indian bar books, IELTS 7.5 with 7.0 per component, get a prize in ACSL Senior All-Star Contest, fully refine and clean up my bedroom, finish my personal statement, start using Notion app, and update all previous website articles. In order to ensure that I can achieve my daily goals every day, I have been using a daily goals checklist and I am filling it every evening before sleeping time since 2020. I had used paper-based checklists previously, but I am now using my Progress Can Study Planner web-based app to manage my goals. Since I am a computer science student with programming skills, I have made my website and this web-based planner app by myself to solve my planning difficulties. With this app, I can easily make a monthly summary of my goals because my computer and servers will help me to handle all the work. You can go to www.canstudyjourney.com/planner to learn more or sign up for free. The second thing you need to do is to make and maintain a list of your projects and tasks. I call it daily task list. You can write down all the tasks you need to do during the vacation first, whether on paper or your notes app. I often call it task pool. Finishing a big task is complex, so you can separate them into some smaller steps to be allocated to different days. For example, in order to finish reading a book, you can read one chapter in a day. Then you can create a separate note to list all your study tasks. Arrange tomorrow's task list just before the sleeping time, in conjunction with filling in my daily goals checklist. Finally, I also check my task list against my daily goals to ensure that I can achieve them. My study planner also has a feature that shows how many days are left until the deadline of your projects. The boxes will turn orange when there are less than 7 days remaining. As well as the projects and events list, I also have set some virtual or internal deadlines for my projects, some of which are before the external deadlines. For example, according to the list, I must finish this article on 10th July. The third thing is to make a checklist of your items to be packed and taken before going outside your home. For getting items, such as laptops, notebooks and calculators, can be frustrating and time-consuming for students. You need to be ready with your essentials to study continuously. Some students may be forgetting their items while going outside due to the busy study tasks, but creating an items checklist can curtail the chance of forgetting items. I have created several checklists for going to school, going to IELTS school, and traveling. For example, you may need to take transit cards such as Yangcheng Tong in Guangzhou or Oyster in London while traveling around your city. You usually need to take your water bottle, face mask, phone, headphones, and so on. The items checklist are also integrated into my study planner app. You can also write them down on a piece of paper or your notes app. I pack my bag and or luggage before sleeping, which is also part of my evening routine. In the semesters, you will have read a lot of textbooks to ace your exams, but in the summer vacation, you will have more time to read some extra books. So you can read books during the vacation, which can be useful for your personal statement in the university applications. I have already made a reading list for the vacation, including 5G and internet, internet security, and Coleman 3 article in Yingyun Bar. As well as the books, you also can read some academic articles and other blog articles. For example, I have subscribed to Imperial College News email, in which the college releases new articles every weekday. It is one of my daily goals. I can practice my IELTS reading skills. It doesn't waste my extra time because I utilize my free time and read books or articles in the transportation such as underground, trains, and planes. I use the reading list feature on Apple Safari so it can save the articles and even download them for offline reading. If you are not using Apple devices, you can use the reading list feature in Chrome, Pocket App, or record links in your Notes app instead. I also release new articles about my personal study tips and habits on my website in my free time. You can subscribe to my email newsletter if you are interested in. Go to www.kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter to subscribe. Another form for expressing information is the audio articles, including podcasts and TED Talks. As well as the audio articles, you also can watch some YouTube videos and vlogs. Some study vlogs can also give me motivation to study at the same place all the time, like during lockdown, because they share their well-decorated bedrooms among different places. Some videos only have a person speaking behind without other elements like scenery, moving places, and tools, so I can treat them as audio articles to listen. I also offer audio articles for the English version of my articles at the top so you can download the MP3 files and listen, as well as the audio scripts. But please note that my pronunciation may not be as accurate as native speakers. I usually listen to English audio on private cars to utilize my free time. I also watch vlogs during the morning and evening relax time in the 45 minutes at the beginning and end of the day. While watching YouTube videos, I recommend you to turn off the captions so that you can practice your English or IELTS listening skills. If you are a non-English native speaker who is also preparing for IELTS or other English exams, you also need to remember English words. While reading books or articles, you can connect your unfamiliar words and record them on your notebook. Then, make your vocabulary flashcards either using a paper or an app like Quizlet. For example, while you are reading English articles on my website, you can connect some unfamiliar words such as deadline. Then you can remember the words using your flashcards in your free time. I have written another article describing how do I remember English words effectively. You can visit my website to learn more. If you still have extra time, you can preview later units as possible. For example, you can study AS subjects if you just have studied GCSE or IGCSE, or A2 subjects if you have just studied AS level. If you preview some unfamiliar knowledge, the knowledge points will be more understandable for you during your future lessons. You also need to decorate and tidy up your bedroom to enjoy a clean, tidy, productive cafe-like studying environment. During the summer vacation, you can do this task in your free time to boost your productivity. Here are some examples. The first thing you will need to do is to organize the cables around your desk. Messy cables appear everywhere around the desks. You may kick them accidentally without realizing it. You can simply tidy them up using some stickers, plus some bandages for binding the messy cables. They can be stuck onto the wall or around your desk without any extra tools. Decorating your room can give you motivation while studying on your desk. For example, I have entwined the cables with some rattans and fairy lights to hide the cables and improve the overall appearance. I also have installed these items around my bedroom's pinboard and bookshelf and put a perfume and some electronic fake candles on my desk. In addition to general bedroom decorations, I have also stuck some Great Study Habits Are Productive posters around my bedroom. You can go to www.kenstudyjourney.com/bedroom-tour to see my bedroom decorations. Messy environment can create hurdles on your study path, in which you need more time to find your items you need in a pile. So you need to organize your items in the bedroom to save your study time. For example, I have stuck some labels on my bookshelf, putting my items at correct places. You also can discover and share knowledge in real life while traveling. Since 2018, I have been sharing academic knowledge in real life on social media and with our friends. Applying knowledge in real life is beneficial. Not only can you remember the knowledge points firmly, but also you have the opportunity to study together with your friends and classmates. If you are going to apply to universities or UCAS in the next semester, you will need to refine your personal statement. The personal statement needs to be checked and modified for hundreds of times to ensure its quality, so you need to take your free time to improve the structure, materials, and language. If you are a non-English native speaker who is preparing for IELTS or other English exams, you need to take English exams, such as IELTS and TOEFL, unless your results already satisfy with the university entry requirements. Because you will not be too busy in the summer, you can take some IELTS exams as the results will be useful for the university applications. For example, in my 2022 summer vacation, I will take an IELTS exam at the end of July after the IELTS lessons. My IELTS school is in a high rise in the Guangdong City Center, which will handle most of my study in July, along with some TMUA online lessons at home. The lessons are allocated randomly without conflicts with my other lessons within July. During the days when I have no IELTS lessons, I take IELTS computer-delivered mock exams with the system provided by the IELTS school at home in the morning from 9 a.m. and then do other study tasks. Again, my goal for this summer is band 7.5 with 7.0 per component. As well as the IELTS and personal statement, you may also need to prepare for university admission tests such as TMUA, MAT, PAT, and STEP. I participate in some online TMUA lessons at home in some days when I have no IELTS lessons. In fact, I didn't study well in the past until grade 9 when I have overtaken other students, so I have limited reading and language comprehension skills. I was struggling to study AS Maths 9709 in IGCSE grade and AS Further Maths 9231 or SFM01 in AS grade. That's why I didn't have much time to read books and prepare for competitions in the semesters, but now is a good chance to do these tasks. I will have an ACSL All-Star contest at the end of August, so I will have affluent time to make its preparations. A few months ago, I invented and have been using a new type of study strategy which is called Separative Study System. My classmates are really into it and ask me to learn more about this because it makes my classmates more productive too. Students usually do study tasks at school and play games and do other tasks outside the school at weekends and holidays. So, this inverted system can make me more concentrated at school. You can simply log that it's nothing about some long study tasks on weekdays and unlock them at weekends. For example, I mustn't use social media, open long studying emails, and watch vlogs on school days. However, this system is a little bit different in the summer. For example, I only log long study tasks between 9 o'clock and 18 o'clock during the day. The log can also be removed in advance by finishing all today's tasks early. This can motivate me to study without distractions. In other words, I have two ways to unlock my long study tasks, either wait for expire or finish my today's task list in advance. You also need to take exercise to strengthen your body and be energized to study efficiently later on. As I said before, one of my daily goals is to close all three rings of my Apple Watch, including move, exercise, and stand. You can take exercise at your home, gyms, or while traveling. The next diligent task I usually do is to utilize my free time. Some students stay up late until 0 o'clock or even work around the clock to overtake others, but I don't recommend this because it may be harmful for your body. So how do I do many study tasks in a day without sleeping late? Well, I utilize my free spare time during the day, including while waiting in a queue, in the transportation such as buses and underground, and during class intervals. For example, I can remember English words, read articles, watch vlogs, listen to audio, and so on. That's why I can both do more tasks and study at as early as 20 to 30 in a day. Always utilize your free time to achieve your maximum study performance and overtake others. The last thing I will do is to prepare for my future study. If you didn't prepare well during the last semester, it's now a chance to get ready for your next semester. Once the new semester begins, you will not be able to start over, so please be ready for your future study in this summer. You can prepare for your notebooks, study strategies such as separative study system, study plans and goals, subject folders, and set up your study planner. These are my suggestions about my productive and diligent study tasks in the 2022 summer for GCSE, IGCSE, and A-level students. The international exam results will be released around August, but keep studying while waiting for the results. I hope you can boost your efficiency and productivity and overtake others in this summer, and get more A-star in your exams. Thanks for listening. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website, www.kenstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on www.kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. If you have any questions or need help, or if you cannot understand my articles, feel free to contact me and I'm here to help you. See you at the next article. Bye!